Here is a sequence of instructions. The load and add in the sequence represent typical instructions. The jump instruction shows the address we wish to put into the PC. The actual MIPS instruction for this involves details that we are skipping for the moment. The illustration here is meant to be schematic. We'll fill in the details later. The last instruction in the sequence is a no-op, which fills the branch delay slot to give the program counter time to change. Once started, the four instructions execute in an unending loop. A loop structure is created with the jump instruction. The intent of the jump instruction is to put the address, hex 400,000, into the program counter. However, this effect is not seen until after the instruction in the branch delay slot has executed. Look at the machine cycle and follow through the execution of the program. Say that the program counter starts out at hex 400,000. At the top of the machine cycle, the instruction at that address is fetched. This is a load instruction. Then the program counter is incremented to hex 400,004. And finally, at the bottom of the machine cycle, the load instruction is executed. We don't care about the details of what it does. It's just there as a placeholder. Now, back at the top of the machine cycle, the add instruction at hex 400,004 is fetched. After it's fetched, the program counter is incremented to hex 400,008. Then the add instruction is executed. Next, at the top of the machine cycle, the instruction at hex 400,008 is fetched. This is the jump instruction. After it's fetched, the program counter is incremented to hex 400,000C. After the program counter has been incremented, the jump instruction starts to execute. However, it does not have an effect until after the no-op has been fetched and executed. When it does have its effect, the program counter is changed to hex 400,000. The next machine cycle fetches the load instruction at the top of the sequence, and the sequence executes again. This continues forever. When you are programming, you don't have to think about these details. Think that the jump instruction immediately jumps to the instruction of its target. But remember that, as a kludge, the jump instruction must be followed by a no-op. Actually, you can put a useful instruction right after the jump instruction, but this takes careful thought and can sometimes lead you into problems.